The Marketplace lead is about Walmart as a national economic indicator. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. More than a chain store, Walmart is a kind of national economic indicator all of its own, given its scale and its role as a one-stop shop for Americans with average incomes. It's also the largest private employer in America, a company that announced earlier this year that it's moving starting pay up to about $9 an hour, effective last month. Now, Walmart this morning will reveal its sales and profits for January to March, Gigi Duban reports.
Sure. Paying employees more comes with a cost. But Walmart is taking the long view here. Enrico Moretti teaches economics at the University of California, Berkeley. He says there are two big pluses.
First of all, they're going to have lower turnover costs, and probably they're also going to be able to attract a better pool of workers.
The downside? Moretti says it'll probably be at least several months before the benefits start to really sink in. Still, cutting turnover is smart for a company like Walmart, says Neil Stern. He's senior partner with McMillan Doolittle, a retail consulting firm.
Turnover is a huge cost for retailers.
Stern says it costs money to look for replacements, to hire, and to train new workers. And that cuts into profits.
In the long run, the net effect of it would be to have better trained associates who don't leave as much and who produce more work for you.
Increasing pay is fine, he says, but other things also matter when you're trying to retain workers, like promotion opportunities and how much fun you have on the job. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
Some of the key stock exchange indicators are at record highs this morning, and European prices were trending higher today after the European Central Bank said it's going to front-load its bond-buying stimulus, so there's more during the summer doldrums than one might have expected. Michael Hewson is chief market analyst at CMC Markets in London.
Volumes tend to diminish in the summer as a lot of people go on holiday, they go on vacation, and volumes tend to taper off. And I think that's really one of the main reasons behind it. The summer months generally tend to be less liquid and less volatile. And by introducing the extra liquidity, that will introduce some depth into the market and make it less susceptible to very sharp price swings. If I can sort of cast your mind back to 2012 and the famous Bernanke taper tantrum, that caused an awful lot of volatility, not only in US markets, but global markets as a whole. And I think the European Central Bank really wants to try and avoid that.
All right, so let's do the markets today. The 100 share index in London up 0.4%. Now the DAX in Germany is up 1.8%. The S&P 500 enters the day very close to its all-time high after closing at 2129, a rise of 0.3% yesterday. S&P Dow and NASDAQ futures are up again this morning. One of the roles of the news media is monitoring for dangers ahead, also known as things you didn't know you have to worry about. One is today's New York Times, which has a piece about advances in biology that may soon let scientists use a genetically altered yeast to brew morphine or even heroin in the lab with no poppy plants needed, like some kind of beer. Some scientists say fears of this are overblown. Now, in the same category of 21st century challenges, hackers who play a dangerous game of making prank calls to 911 to report an emergency at some unsuspecting victim's house, so the mayhem that ensues gets streamed all over the internet. It's called swatting, as in triggering the SWAT team, and it's costing taxpayers real money, as Ben Johnson, the host of our sibling program, Marketplace Tech, reports.
By now, a lot of video gamers and law enforcement officers are familiar with this little bit of viral video. It's professional video gamer Jordan Mathewson in the midst of live streaming his gameplay to thousands of viewers. He's interrupted from his first-person shooter game by sounds of police activity down the hall in real life.
Uh-oh, this isn't good. They're clearing rooms. What in the world? I think we're getting swatted.
And a few moments later... That is a SWAT team that's been deployed because someone called pretending to be about to execute hostages at Mathewson's Colorado-based game streaming business. Swatting is not a new prank, but for emergency call centers, it's a perennial cost.
Literally a $1 billion process. multiple billion-dollar process.
That's Christopher Carver, a director at the National Emergency Number Association in Virginia, talking about updating call systems. Carver says a majority of phone calls now come from smartphones or through services like Skype and Google Voice, and that lets people use a popular hacker method to pretend they're calling from somewhere they're not. It's called spoofing. Alistair Faulkner is chief products officer at the cybersecurity firm Threat Matrix.
It is one of the primary methods used by cyber criminals to exploit our identities.
In recent years, spoofing has been part of these pranks from British Columbia to Florida. Last month in the city of Rochester, New York, Lieutenant Aaron Springer and his 30-member SWAT team got a taste. They raced to a residential building where there was actually no hostage situation. How much did swatting set his department back?
For the guys, you know, just the SWAT guys, you know, maybe around $1,500, maybe $3,000.
Add 30 more officers sent to the scene to direct traffic, fire department, ambulance, multiple chiefs, and Lieutenant Springer ballparks the total cost at closer to $15,000, all for one prank call. New York Senator Charles Schumer has since proposed a bill to increase legal punishments for the prank. Lieutenant Springer says swatting's still too unusual for his department to make major operational changes, but there's another kind of cost.
Potentially second-guessing the commitment of resources to a report of an incident where people needed help.
Questioning his response, holding back in a scenario where every second could count, that has Lieutenant Springer worried. From New York, I'm Ben Johnson for Marketplace.
And another story we're following today, the U.S. Supreme Court now says employees can sue employers who fail to clamp down on fees for running retirement plans. If you miss our coverage on the air, it'll be at marketplace.org later on. Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and Meg Kramer. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.